He came from behind the bar and resumed his desultory sweeping, just as Lana, Darlene, and the bird, looking like a small, unruly mob, burst in from the alley. Darlene's orchid was hanging, and the bird's few feathers were ruffled. Lana Lee, though, was still well-groomed and looked as though some cyclone had miraculously missed only her.
"Okay now, Darlene,"
Lana said, grabbing Darlene by the shoulders.
"What the hell are you supposed to say?"
"Whoa! You should be an understanding director. If you be making big movies, half the people in it be dead."
"Shut up and get on my floor,"
Lana said to Jones and shook Darlene a little.
"Now say it right, stupid."
Darlene sighed hopelessly and said,
"There sure was plenty bones at that ball, honey, but I still got my honor."
Patrolman Mancuso leaned against the sergeant's desk and wheezed,
"You gotta take me out that bathroom. I can't breathe no more."
"What?"
The sergeant looked at the wan figure before him, at the watery pink eyes behind the bifocals, at the dry lips through the white goatee.
"What's wrong with you, Mancuso? Why can't you stand up like a man? Getting a cold. Men on the force don't catch cold. Men on the force are strong."
Patrolman Mancuso coughed wetly into the goatee.
"You haven't picked up nobody out that bus station. Remember what I told you? You stay there until you bring me somebody."
"I'm getting pneumonia."
"Take some cold tablets. Get out of here and bring me somebody."
"My aunt says if I stay in that bathroom, I'm gonna die."
"Your aunt? A grown man like you's gotta listen to his aunt? Jesus. What kind of people you know, Mancuso? Old ladies who go sit in strip joints all alone? Aunts? You probably belong to a ladies' sodality or something. Stand up straight!"
The sergeant studied the miserable figure that was shaking with the after effects of a dangerous cough. He didn't want to be responsible for a death. It would be better to give Mancuso a probationary period and kick him off the force.
"Okay. Don't go back to the bus station. Get out on the streets again and get some sunshine. But listen here. I'm giving you 2 weeks. If you don't bring in nobody by then, you're off the force. You understand me, Mancuso?"
Patrolman Mancuso nodded, sniffling.
"I'm gonna try. I'm gonna bring you somebody."
"Stop leaning over me!" the sergeant screamed. "I don't want to catch your cold. Stand up. Get out of here. Go take some pills and orange juice. Jesus!"
"I'm gonna bring you somebody,"
Patrolman Mancuso wheezed again, this time even more unconvincingly than the first. Then he drifted off in his novel costume, the sergeant's ultimate practical joke on him. He was wearing a baseball cap and a Santa Claus outfit.